Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church. My name is Keith Nethery. I'm the rector of the parish. Joining me in the service today are music director Steve Hollowitz, along with vocalist Victoria Piovesen. On the soundboard is John Gardy. You will notice something different about our audio service today. Please don't be in dismay. This is not necessarily permanent. We're just doing some experimenting. As we are again reopened in church, and in fact today, this Sunday, is our first time of having 8:30 and 10:30 services on Sunday morning for quite some time. So we're trying to balance out the resources it takes to do Sunday worship and to record the online service. So this is a shorter format. We'd like to hear from you. Perhaps something will be missing. Perhaps you like it being shorter. Maybe you want it a little longer, more music, less music. Who knows what you might want? We'd like to hear from you. You can email me, rector@stjameswest.ca. You can email the office, office@stjameswest.ca. You can call and leave a message at the office, 519-432-1915. However you choose, please contact us and let us know what you think. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and ourselves in your image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and to serve you with reverence and thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it. For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days later, after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another, who was the greatest? He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all, and servant of all." Then he took a little child, and put that child among them. And taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Earlier this week, an announcement came out from the Diocese of Huron about our assistant curate, Hannah Skorer. Essentially, we're going to divide her in two. Beginning October the 1st, Hannah will become the priest in charge of the congregation at Muncie Oneida, and will also remain half-time as the assistant curate here at St. James Westminster. There have been some questions, people wondering how this all came about. And because in some ways it relates to the gospel, and it certainly relates to what's going on in our country, it seemed to me this was the right place to do it, in this homily. The most important reason why Hannah is going to Muncie Oneida is because they need her. Really, that's it in a nutshell. The need is there. The rector there, who had been a retired priest for many years and finally really retired. Hannah has tremendous experience working on various committees in this diocese that relate to Indigenous ministries. She knows the people. She was the perfect person. That thing that gets in the road all the time, money, prevented her from being able to go there full time. So we quickly decided, let's work together. What the gospel tells us to do. Do things together. Help those who are in need. I don't need to tell you what's been going on in this country. There is so much pain from the Indigenous schools era. New graves have been discovered, thousands of them literally. There is pain for people who were in residential schools. pain for their families. They need a shepherd. They need someone who can help on the local level, on the larger level, on the cross-country level. If you read what our Bishop Todd Townsend said in the Here at Church News, it's absolutely perfect. He said he was learning about Indigenous ministries in our diocese by listening to stories, by asking questions, by trying to understand. The Diocese of Huron has made Indigenous ministries a priority. An archdeacon has been appointed to look after that ministry, Archdeacon Roz Elm, who just happens to be a very good friend of Hannah. Roz is charged with helping the ministries grow, become vibrant. As a team with Hannah, it will be a strong ministry together. It will be lifting up people who have struggled. But beyond that, it's also about relationship. We will be in relationship with the people from Muncie, Oneida, and they will be in relationship with us. This is not a sharing of a priest that we're going to say, oh, you had 11 minutes too much last month. This will be a sharing of a priest to build relationship. Hannah will be in Muncie, Oneida 3 Sundays a month. Here at St. James 1 Sunday a month. When there's the 5th Sunday, she'll be here again. Unless one church needs more Sundays a month, or less Sundays a month, or there's an issue, or there's a pastoral need, or whatever it takes, we are going to do this together. We've already broached the idea of sharing services, of having folks from Muncie, Oneida come in here, and having people from St. James Westminster go there. That's why Jesus criticized the disciples for wanting to know who was the greatest. This isn't about a big church, a little church. It isn't about this ministry versus that ministry. It's about all of us coming together. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Indigenous communities, in the worshiping Indigenous communities, need our help. They need us to listen to their stories. They need people who can relate to them, who can understand. They need to be loved and cared for like all of us do. We can't let dollars and cents about dividing up, paying for something, get in the road of this ministry. That's never been any of the understanding of what we have done, and we've been talking for several months about this possibility. It's about love. It's about relationship. It's about being there for people who are hurting. It's about understanding. It's about learning. It's about taking a young woman starting in her ministry and giving her a wonderful way to step out on her own, to have her own parish, to grow, to use the gifts that she has in more than one place. She'll still be here with us at St. James Westminster. Lord only knows they don't want me to look after the technological and all that kind of stuff around here, the internet ministries, and because that'll get completely lost. Hannah has the tech thing down. She built our website. Maybe she'll build a website for the folks in Muncie, Oneida. Who knows? But that's what this is built on. I hope this comparison will sit well. Jesus taking a little child, one that needs protection, one that needs help, one that looks to others to help find the way, and says when we welcome them, we welcome Jesus, and by extension, we welcome God. Our Indigenous friends are that little child that needs to be loved. that need a relationship, need somebody to walk with them, to listen to them, to help them to learn, help them to grow. But the neat thing is, anyone who's ever been around children, they teach us adults much more than we ever teach them. For they are able to love unconditionally. They are able to accept. Children usually aren't worried about climbing the social ladder. God has asked us to take a journey together, to love one another. That's what we've decided to do. I ask you to pray for Hannah, for the people of Muncie, Oneida, for their leaders, for those who are hurting, because I know they'll pray for us. Pray for Archdeacon Ross, doing wonderful ministry, ministry that is vital and that is needed to help our Indigenous communities thrive, grow, to reclaim the history that has been taken from them, the culture that has been taken from them. If in any small way we can help to do that, we're fulfilling what Jesus calls us to do in the gospel. The nuts and bolts of how it works, who gets what, really don't matter. We have an opportunity to do ministry. We have decided to go forward with it. And I believe God will bless us through it. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other.